Well, good morning, everyone.
Well, good morning.
Hi, Curtis.
How's it going?
Splendid. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. Day by day, I think I keep getting better and stronger and, you know, get myself, you know, back where I need to be. So I've got a lot of material to cover with you all today based on some of the one-off conversations I've had. But before I get started, this is what I'd like to do, and I'd like you to get in the habit of this as well when you have your calls. It's simply to say, I have an agenda, but before I get started, I'd like to know if there's something on your mind that you think we need to talk about. So when you do that, you elicit in the mind of your client or prospect that they are most important. And they may have a pressing matter that they want to speak with you about that you may not even be able to get to because you're going right into your agenda. So let me back up and hear from you all in terms of some things that are on your mind before I get into the discussion of the agenda today. Okay? So let me hear from you. John, Michael, anybody? Devin, Maria?
I can't think of anything, but can anyone else?
Giddy up, let's go.
Okay, all right. So let's go through a couple of things here today. The first thing is I took a lot of notes from our last call. So a couple of things that have kind of come up that I think are really, really important. In this assembly of people, there are a lot of little agendas. I'd like to think, and I want to remind you, that your agenda will be covered, but they may not be covered in the order that you might like, because if I take little snippets out of context, it won't give you the full benefit of the coaching that we're providing. So I'm gonna really ask your indulgence to just really go through the steps so that this becomes an experience that you can take, you know, through the remainder of your careers, okay? So I wanted to kind of say that. All right, a couple of things that we did in between. John and I spoke, Michael and I spoke, I spoke with Devin, and what I think we really need to think about here is what is each person's area of expertise? Okay, so John, I kind of think that your area of expertise is being kind of the portfolio manager using kind of this, I don't know, everybody's got a different term, but you're acting as a private portfolio manager, personal portfolio manager for clients. That's a level of expertise. So what I'd like you all to do is grab a notepad, draw a line down the center. On the left side, we're going to try to identify each person's area of expertise. And then on the right side, we're going to try to identify some of the niche markets that you might be most familiar with and capable of. Okay? So I'm going to throw out the questions. Who on the team does lending-based type of products and investments, mortgages, lending, credit? Who has that expertise on the team? Anybody? Or is that a gap in the practice where there's not a person who focuses on that? Help me out.
I don't feel there's one person that focuses on it, but we all are aware of it and are able to help the clients when they need an LEL or a mortgage.
Okay. All right. But who has that bona fide expertise that can go from inception to close on the team?
For lending, I'll say I do, and then for mortgages, Al Jancic, just because he has his NMLS license.
Okay. Okay. So that's so let's write that down as and that's you, Devin?
Maria.
Maria. Okay, so that's Maria and Michael. I'll call that Michael A. All right. Now, how about insurance? Who on the team is most capable of identifying that need or spearheads the insurance part of the practice on the team? Do we have
probably
that?
Probably Michael.
Yeah, okay. That'd
or
be Michael.
Respective advisor.
Okay. All right. Asset allocation, structuring portfolios, who's most familiar with that? That'd be Mike.
Yeah, I would say the same answer, just each advisor.
Okay. So let's make sure we're writing this down. Who spearheads the planning effort on the team?
Maria.
Okay.
And I'll
so, Maria, client comes in. You know your stuff. Do you have a CFP designation, Maria?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Al Jancic does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's Mike A. Okay. Now, John Cook, what area of expertise are you most familiar with and capable of? Would it be all the areas, or is there, which is a holistic focus in wealth management, or is there something that differentiates you from the other team members?
Mostly portfolio management side.
Portfolio management side. Okay. Now tell me a little bit about what you do in that regard, portfolio management.
We have a model that we run. There's several models.
So several models. Okay. All right. Now, we've got folks on the team with a variety of levels of expertise. Now, and that's the product side. So that's all to me. That's tax. To the strategic side of things. And am I coming through okay on the phone?
You just cut off a little bit there.
Okay. I just heard something, but just want to make sure. And if I'm not coming across clearly, let me know, because I'm writing while I'm speaking. Okay, so now we're going to go into the strategic side of things. Now, I sent Michael A. Some websites on economic development in Dublin. And there's a range of opportunities, in my opinion, that exist in your market. So I'm going to ask you some questions. Who has clients in the healthcare field? You know, doctors, hospitals.
We all do.
Okay, perfect. Who has the legal profession? Kind of wired with law firms and partners and that sort of thing.
Well, we all have attorneys as clients too.
Okay. Now, business owners. I think you're all focused on business owners. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's take business owners and look at a subset. You know, are these business brokers, are they entrepreneurs that own 15 gas stations? What type of business owners are we talking about?
All different types.
Okay. Give me a few examples.
Curtis, what are you looking for? Do you want us to go down and name our clients and what they own?
No. I'm just trying to get a feel for where you are focusing your efforts in the business development area. Because what we're going to be thinking about then is how do we take some of the markets that you're already engaged in and later develop centers of influence and referral opportunities. So that's the only reason that I'm just kind of asking you what are some of the subsets of business owners that you're after.
And I don't know how to answer your question.
Okay. All right. Like, I'm saying, are these folks, got a business lease an aircraft or, that's kind of where I was going with that. Okay. So we'll come back to it. So now we've got the product side, we've got the strategic side. Okay. Now, let's go back and I've taken some notes, which is going to help me provide, I think, some guidance to you. Okay. Let's talk about the team structure a little bit, and then we're going to get into some of the materials for the day. Now, how often does the team get together and have a team huddle and discuss?
Curtis, I got to go. Bye.
Oh, you got to go. Okay. All right. I don't know what happened there. Anybody else on the call?
I'm here.
Yeah, I would say
we're still on.
The three main guys get together at least once a week
okay.
to discuss about the team.
Okay. So once a week, the team is huddling up. Okay. And when you do that, are you going through kind of what we call a game board scenario where we're discussing the performance and what each person on the team is responsible for? Are we drilling down that far? Okay.
I would say no.
Okay. So what I want to do is I want to introduce you to the concept of the game board, where the team is looking at the things that they want to accomplish as a team. Now, I sent a copy of a business plan and strategy document. Have you all been able to see it or eyeball it at this point?
I have not.
I have not yet seen it.
Okay. So really what it is it's a template. And we want to try to go through the process so that the team starts to gel, so that the kind of the right hand knows what the left hand is doing, so to speak. Okay? Your vision, your value proposition, your goals. What does the team want to measure in terms of performance? Okay? So that's the purpose of going through the business planning process and the goal setting process. How do you feel about that?
When did you send that article or that PDF?
Yeah, that came after a conversation with Michael, who is Michael on today, by the way?
No, he's out today.
Okay. So Michael and I spoke. Michael felt that to gel the team, a couple of things would take place. That he would become the de facto team leader and make sure that we spearhead Supernova. Okay? That's number one, that everybody would be getting, inculcated to Supernova. that he would take responsibility for that and shepherding the business planning and strategy process with you. Okay? Now, this is an exercise that strategically aligns the team toward a common goal, a common focus. So that's going to come from Michael. Okay.
Okay.
How do you feel about it? If I ask you...
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. So if I ask you, what is the vision for the team? You know, are we there yet? Maybe we want to refine it so that every team member, all the CAs, Maria, all the FAs are aligned with that process. Okay? All right. So that's the purpose of the business planning document. You'll do that in conjunction with going through Supernova. So what I'd like you to do by way of homework assignment, get the team huddled and just do two things. Think about your vision and think about your value proposition. Okay? You know, there is some examples in that template, and you have total flexibility on creating that plan for your team. And what this is, it's an effort to bring the team dynamic to all of you. There's some great things that you're doing. This is going to really get you working lockstep with one another. Because what I'm seeing right now and the feedback I've gotten is that everybody's running separate businesses. So how do we bring you together and leverage the various expertise? So what I have to do is I've got to ask you what you think your expertise is, and there may be some areas that you want to hone in, okay? In other words, you know, if there's somebody on the team that's going to decide to go after endowments and the philanthropic services area, then that's going to be some learning and some expertise that's going to have to be acquired, okay? Just like I said, you know, I got to read Investment News Daily, RIA Biz, Trust Advisor, Advisor Perspective, just to keep up with what's going on in our business. And in these various niche markets, you will need to do the same. And that's why I'm drilling down. If you're going after business owners, well, that's kind of it's general. What are the subsets in that area that you want to go after? What are the needs of that market? Okay? You know, what are their pain points? Business owners, for example, some of them have pain points like it's cash flow management, they got HR issues, cash flow management issues. What are the pain points in the markets that you're trying to serve? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So in week 3, we're trying to wrap up segmentation. Okay. And we look at the 5 stages of learning, which are curiosity, interest, knowledge, belief, and enthusiasm. And so you've got to convince your clients that this level of service is the best thing for them when you reach the enthusiasm stage. Okay? So you've got to develop that excitement around your new service model. You're delivering this concierge service now to these clients. I spoke with Michael A. He can articulate it extremely well. Now, what I suggest, John, is that you rehearse a little bit with Michael so that you are critiquing yourself and getting more polished and comfortable with your delivery of the service model. Okay. As well as each of the support team members. Okay. Now, let's talk about the five-star leadership model. And so the five areas are planning, plan implementation, service, which is 12-4-2 for every client, and marketing, sales, branding, website updates, social media, special events, and then leadership is accountable for everything running smoothly. So I asked Michael A. if he would be willing to take responsibility for trying to lead the team. Okay? And he said that he would be delighted to do that. And so that means that each of the team members have to help and legitimize Michael's leadership in this particular area. Okay? How do you all feel about that?
Feel good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, so the VP of service, all of the support team members are now, we're flipping the model upside down a little bit where the financial advisor who may have controlled bits and parts of the calendar, it's flipped upside down now where the VPs of service, the support team members, are going to be responsible for what kind of gets done in the practice by way of appointments, scheduling, everything. You have to completely turn it over. And after this call, you should send an email to Cindy and get time to go through the scheduler. Okay, so we're ready for that part of it now. So, if you have a workout that you do in the morning, it goes on the schedule. If you've got, you know, an appointment with your wife or spouse or significant other, that goes on the schedule. So that everything now is being controlled, and controlled is kind of a strong word, but it's being led and managed by the support team members. And so you have to let go as if you were in a dentist office and you came up front, they took a little bit of a history or they pull out the folder and the folder goes to the doctor, he examines it, he knows what that appointment's going to be about. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Then you're given the folder, and it's got the agenda in there, and you now know what you're going to cover for the next call. After the call takes place with the client or the prospect or the center of influence or the mastermind group, the folder then goes back into the file cabinet. After the call takes place, what happens? An executive, or the meeting, an executive summary then goes out in bullet point fashion of the topics that were discussed, what was agreed upon, and what the next steps might be. Okay, this is the service model. Now, if you can execute and implement the service model, well, guess what? Clients are going to be differentiated. They're going to feel special. And now we can begin to start working the referral model and the client acquisition model, which leads to personal introductions from your existing client base. So let me review those steps with you. Client walks into your office, or you've got a call. Let's just say you got a call schedule. You've had that 10 to 15 minute huddle with your support team member. They say, this is what we've got to cover today. These are what your appointments look like. And here's one client problem I want to make you aware of that we're currently working on. Then the FA is saying, thanks for sharing that with me. Today, with many of these folks, I'm going to provide an economic overview about what's going on, and I just want you to be aware that that's what I want to do. And so all my appointments are now set up. Reminders have been sent by the CAs, which kind of creates a thing where you're no longer getting engaged in phone tag. Okay, they know that they have a specific time each month that they're going to be speaking to you. Okay. So, that reminder note has gone out. You have the folder for the agenda. You send out an executive summary, which goes back into the folder after you're done. And then you're going to have the next steps written in that executive summary. These are the three things I'd like to cover with you on our next call. Make it enthusiastic, make it stimulating, so that the client is thinking, on my next call, I've got some important matters to discuss, and they're less reluctant to cancel that meeting. So your cancellations are going to go way down, and your client activity is going to be much more specific. Okay, so John, do you think you can work that in?
Yeah, he said yes.
Oh, okay. So how about the team members? How are you feeling about, you know, spearheading that effort now and gaining control of the schedule?
I think, well, for at least all Jancic's book, we already kind of have it somewhat
right.
In the Supernova model. So I think we're ready.
Okay. All right. So that's the five-star model. Now, in terms of planning, if there's got to be a couple of people who are designated, I don't know if there's any overlap with the clientele among team members. But, for example, if Mike Zid doesn't do the planning, then there should be a member of the team that would help to execute on the planning initiative for Mike. Okay? Or, if he has time and he's doing that, it seems to me that he is primarily doing the portfolio management strategies. So, the person who's going to be responsible for planning and that initiative has to ensure that every client has a plan. Which team member wants that responsibility?
I believe that's me.
Okay, is this Maria?
Yes.
Okay, so Maria, when we create this game board, and up at the top of the list is planning, and the goal for plans is 5, and at the end of the week, you discover that only 3 plans were done, then it's your responsibility to raise that to the team and said, our goal, whatever the team decides the goal is, was to do 5 plans. We only did 3. Let's talk about why this didn't happen.
Okay.
And also discuss what came out of the plan. And it's kind of the non-urgent items sometimes that generate meaningful business. It could be insurance. It could be long-term care. It could be a mortgage, a refi, something like that. The asset allocation generally becomes the easy part. You with me on that, Maria?
Yes.
So now we're going to say Maria is spearheading the planning effort. That doesn't mean that the other team members don't do planning. It just means that you've taken responsibility for that initiative and make sure that planning gets done for the team. Okay. Any questions on that, Maria?
Nope.
Okay. Now, the execution of the plan. You know, and that is really looking at the different topics that get discussed as a team and the revenue that potentially could get generated. So we need someone that manages and oversees the investment process on the team. So, John, do you think that's something that you would want to do, or should we shift it to Devin? Who's responsible for making sure that we are executing on the topics identified in the plan?
We could have Devin do that.
Okay. So we have Devin do that. So Devin is now the executor of the planning process. I'm going to just take a note so that I can remember. So Devin is executing on the plan implementation. Okay? And we have Maria, who is making sure that all clients have plans. All right. Now, service. Who's responsible for making sure that 1242 gets implemented and that each client is going to have a folder?
Oh, that's Devin.
Me, yeah.
Okay. Me is, I'm trying to hear the voices.
Devin.
Devin, okay. So that's Devin. Okay. All right. Now, marketing, sales, coming up with the ideas for the team, you know, in the weekly huddles, you know, creating the 12 to 18 month agenda of topics that the team's going to talk about.
That'll probably be Al Jancic.
Okay, so that's going to be Mike A. Okay. And then leadership is going to be, the one thing about teams is that leadership, servant leadership, is not autocratic leadership, but leadership can rotate among each of the team members. So there could be time for Maria, who takes a lead role in a discussion, a time when Devin takes a lead role in a discussion, or Mike Z takes a lead role in the discussion. So Mike A has decided to initially take the lead in spearheading Supernova. Okay, so those are the five areas of delegation of duties and responsibilities. Any questions about where we are? Any level of uncomfort that we're at right now?
Yep, I think we're good so far.
Okay, good. All right. Now, organization includes scheduling 1242 and the creation and distribution of folders. Okay, so remember, you go into the law office, the receptionist, you know, gets you directed to the attorney, and it could be a CPA office as well. They're going to deliver the folder. In this particular case, all your appointments are pre-established by the support team, and the folders are going to appear on that FA's desk. So what I'd like you to think about doing, while we're not through segmenting, and by no means is everybody going to get down to a magic number of maybe 85 relationships, but what I'd like you to do is look at the top 85 relationships and make sure that at least you deliver the concierge service to the top 85 relationships, because when I get into client acquisition and moving that forward, that's where those new relationships are going to come from. They're going to come from those existing clients who are going to provide personal introductions. Now, ask me some questions about what I mean by that if you're not clear.
I mean, I think that makes sense so far.
Okay. In other words, if you're not implementing Supernova and you get down to a client relationship and we're going to use a structure called the VIPSA model, which allows you to get personal introductions from folks, but if you haven't delivered the concierge service, then you can't get the personal introductions. If you haven't established your targets, then the client might give you a personal introduction to someone that doesn't meet your target and your minimum standards. That's why we spend so much time on that in this segmentation time frame. Okay? All right. Now, because you now have a folder on these clients, you have regularly scheduled contact and communication, guess what? Compliance is not going to be bugging you. They're going to be really happy with you because you are sitting down, they have plans, you've established goals, it's been documented, it's in your folder, it's in your file, you've sent out executive summaries, they've been placed in your client folders. Okay, let's expand that for a moment while we're not into client acquisition just yet. All your prospects get scheduled in the same manner that your clients do. And we'll cover the 90-day free look and what that means in the client acquisition module that we cover. Your centers of influence all get a folder. So we're going to schedule regular contact with them. So they're going to get a folder. And these are all different colors so that you can readily identify who's a prospect, who's a client, and who's the center of influence. Okay? Now, let's go through just a brief gap analysis that was covered. I think we covered planning.
Mm-hmm.
We've got competence in that area, strong competence in implementation. We've got a terrific service team, marketing and sales. Do we have a consistent, robust marketing plan? Maria, Devin, John, what would you say to that?
Not so much. I mean, we update the team team website, but not so much on marketing.
Okay, so I'm gonna skip ahead and I'm gonna give you an idea that we coach on in Supernova, which is that there is a monthly agenda. I do know that Mike, we talked about it, he sets them on a quarterly basis. But what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to look at a full 12 to 18 month calendar. Okay? So, Maria, I'd like to delegate that responsibility to you. And so let's use some common sense. When do we talk about year-end tax planning with clients? Probably now.
Year-end. Yeah.
Yep, year-end. So that's a topic. So you're going to jot that one down. When do we talk about an economic overview? Generally mid-year and probably the beginning of the year. We want to give them something that gives them a sense of where this economy is going. Okay? So you put that down. What about RMD distributions? When do we talk about that? Educational. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, it depends. Like, obviously, if the market's high, we'll encourage them to take it now. Otherwise, we wait till the year end to cover those.
Okay, so you might think about a topic where there's a month and you're batch processing. What becomes difficult in the course and scope of a month is if you're hopping from this topic to that topic to this topic, it's hard to manage, get yourself up to speed, have your scripts ready to discuss those levels of topics. So what I'd like you to do is work with your team members and plan out a year of topics. Okay, let's jot that down as a homework assignment. A year's of topics. So if we say, okay, October's here, what are we going to focus on in October? Now, you can still do some of the other things, but I want there to be a central theme to October. What's the theme to November? What's the theme to December? How are we going to kick off our year in January? What's the theme? What's the topic? Okay? All right. Does that make sense, Maria?
Yes, it does.
So now you've got to engage your team members. And see, this is what I'm looking to see you all do, is have this high level of engagement with each other. Okay? All right. So that's your marketing and your sales. Niche markets. I want to move beyond, I got business owners or I got some lawyers. I mean, are they personal injury lawyers? Are they estate planning lawyers? So when you define your niche, that means that you are reading publications, keeping up to speed with any nuances affecting that market. So, John, I think that because of your experience, and certainly, both mics can help with this. This is what I meant by drilling down in the niche markets. Rather than saying, we got lawyers, we got CPAs, we got business owners, what I want you to do is develop a level of expertise with those niche markets, okay? And discover what are the pain points that they're dealing with. You know, it could be some code changes that they're dealing with, and how is that being communicated to your clients? And do you grab one or two of those lawyers along with a CPA and have a client session regarding that? Okay. So, John, how do you feel about that? Trying to amplify the niche markets for the team and drilling down using that article.
I think John had to hop off to take a call. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we need to convey that to him.
Okay.
All right. And I've already discussed the leadership with Mike. Now you can begin to order the folders and set up the time with Cindy. Now, in the PDF file in week 3, there's a place to order the folders.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be contacting, I think, Miles Young. And there's a phone number. It's 866-501-6055, extension 905. And Mike knows exactly what to order for the team.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about the final homework assignments, which I've kind of given you. Continue introducing Supernova to the clients. Order the folders. Assign members of the team the key areas of responsibility. making sure that everybody on the team has bought in to kind of this new configuration and dynamic in terms of who owns the scheduling. Meet with the team and each person and kind of think about their levels of competency, because what we want to try to do is hone in on the competency, not have it so broad, but just make sure that they have the competencies, and also getting each member of the team to engage with the three phases of Supernova.
Okay.
That's pretty much it for today. Did I cover enough for you? How are you feeling? Overwhelmed? Underwhelmed? Tell me how you're feeling.
I think since Michael's already been through this process and we have a lot of the folders already made and a lot of the clients already on the schedule, I'm not as overwhelmed as I was when we first did it. So I feel
okay.
Pretty good.
Good, good. How about Maria?
Oh, that was me.
That was Maria. Oh, okay. So, Maria, you got it together. How about Devin?
I feel good, too. I've been slowly but surely learning about scheduling, and I've been making some folders, so I feel good.
Okay. In terms of how I'm relating the materials to you, give me some feedback. Is it coming across clearly? Is it, are you receiving it? Am I asking the right questions?
For me, and this is Maria, I think you're doing a fine job of communicating it to us, and it is a nice little refresher just of the overview in the program. So I think it's going well. Deb?
Okay.
I do too.
Okay. Now, the business plan is the final area of homework, okay? I want you to try to cover two things. Huddle up with the team to discuss your vision for being a team. Discuss the team's value proposition of what the value is that you're going to bring to the clients. Okay?
Okay.
And you may partially know the answers to that, but does every member on that team, are we synchronized in such a way that we know the broad vision of the team? That we know the team's value prop that we communicate to clients?
I feel for the most part we're all on the same page, but maybe some just need a refresher on it.
Okay. So that's kind of where we are. I'm available for email or phone calls. If there's anything that comes up, please let me know. And the call is being recorded, so anybody who wasn't present can go back and listen to the call.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Have a good week.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.